sex sells, Tommy.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
At least that's what we've been told our whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something... Do you believe it? Do you believe sex sells, Tommy?
Yeah, it's human nature, man.
Well, there could be one thing that sex doesn't sell anymore. Because this once juggernaut business has fallen on hard times. And when it comes to this type of business, we could be at a point where we only need what you're selling me to speak for itself.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Hooters.
Yeah.
Is on the brink of bankruptcy.
Are you drying up?
Oh.
I mean, business-wise, not coochie-wise.
Over the weekend, Bloomberg reported the financials for the business, Hooters, which has been around 41 years.
That's a long time for them tatas.
Not good, Tommy.
Yeah.
And the company is looking into filing paperwork to protect itself from all the debt that they have accrued over the last couple of years. And it is a far cry from what this company once was.
The heyday, baby.
Now, here's the thing. It wouldn't affect Rochester in any way. We haven't had a Hooters in like 20 years.
It was the pride of the Jeff at one point. Boys came from all around.
But there was a time.
It was a booby time.
Thank you. Where Hooters was a cultural sensation.
Oh, yeah.
Not only did they have packed restaurants in every top 200 city in America, they branched out to other businesses. They went international with locations in Europe and Asia. They had the Hooters Community Endowment Fund. I'm not making that up. It was a charity run by Hooters. They called it Hootasef.
Okay.
Like UNICEF.
All right.
They were major NASCAR sponsors. The Hooters car was a thing. And the cream of the crop, Hooters Air.
Oh, that's right.
No kidding.
They had their
I remember that existed.
From 2003 to 2006, Hooters ran their own airlines where Hooters girls worked as stewardesses in their Hooters uniforms. And now, after all of that...
Good luck getting down them aisles.
They are holding on for dear life. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Does sex not sell food anymore?
So, I guess, because like Hooters was all, it was weird because when you were in the South, you would see, it was a family restaurant.
Yep.
Even though the big thing was, you know, the girls.
Yes.
But, like, after church, they had huge business.
Well,
so
yeah.
So it was just, I mean, but you wouldn't think, you know, because, so is that, yeah. So are strip clubs down, too?
I don't know. 252-WCMF. Like, it was a club. Yeah, I go to strip club all the time. Nobody's there anymore.
Well, you know, I mean, it used to be like high-end strip joints and all that stuff.
I think the strip club is different because you're going...
Well, yeah, then you're actually seeing more. Basically. Yeah.
No, not
and
that,
it's,
you
and
idiot.
It's adult into entertainment, I
no,
understand.
No, past that.
But the food's still pretty good.
They are selling you sex. They're not using sex to sell you something else. Hooters was using sex to sell you wings.
Mm. Yeah. That's a shame.
I mean, here's the thing, you know, as we... Why is it a shame?
Because it was a great place for guys to go that... Because you could not go to... You could tell your wife... Your wife wasn't going to let you go to a strip club, but you could probably get a pass with your boys to go to Hooters. That was kind of the like the appeal of Hooters.
Okay.
It could be a boys' night out that your old lady would approve of.
A lot
but
of wives
could also be sitting next to table with kids at it. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah, probably, hey, Steven, turn your head.
But that happened.
Yeah.
But you probably wouldn't see that at night, but you would see that during the day. Because they were open for lunch.
No, there was...
Oh, they had dinner.
Listen, we used to do those trivia nights there. There wasn't a lot of kids there at night.
I mean, every time I went to Hooters with my dad and my family...
Yeah, but that was every day. By the way, when did your old man buy you Hooters?
Oh, no, we would go to that Hooters. I mean, it wasn't like a super regular basis, but yeah, we would go to that Hooters.
All right, how old were you?
Anywhere between like probably 9 and 14.
It's time for a boy to see a little action.
Wow.
Well, your father took you.
Yeah, I love how like all of a sudden you think that makes it a stamp of approval based on no other story I've told on the air before. Look, I don't think my dad's a bad guy for taking me to Hooters.
No, of course not.
I wouldn't. I would judge a guy now for taking a 12-year-old boy to Hooters for lunch, I think.
Really?
You wouldn't?
No.
Okay, so, all right. Well,
I was just pretty girls.
Pretty good. No, there are pretty girls lots of places. This is straight up booby and butt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was the second choice they were going to go with the restaurant.
By the way, they never did update that outfit. It was kind of a weird outfit.
Oh, you mean the white snake car climber?
But it's kind of funny, though, because if they had stuck with that in, and I think they have, right? They haven't changed it much. It kind of came back around again.
Yeah, I guess you're right. The one thing that always bothered me were the socks that were pushed down with the sneakers. Like the, my
but
mom
the pantyhose on top of it.
Well, you got to keep it all tight. So here's the thing. As we talk about Hooters looking into filing for bankruptcy, you know, we talk about Hooters, but there were other businesses like this. There was Cheerleaders USA, the Tilted Kilt. None of them are around.
We had Knockers, legit.
You still have Knockers?
No, it was a local guy trying to jump on the bandwagon.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But what I'm getting at is there are no places like this that exist anymore, despite the fact that all of them were very popular at a time. And, Kimmy, it feels like if the food isn't good.
I was just going to say, I think we also got pickier about our food. And, if I'm going to go out and spend this money, I need certain criteria to be met. And maybe it just was coming up a little short for people. I don't know.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Can sex sell you crappy food? And I say crappy. I mean, the Hooters food wasn't bad.
No, it was wings and beer.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's way better wings.
Right. We got real picky about wings, especially here.
They weren't cheap. I know that.
Well, yeah, because you're paying for the hot shorts.
Right. Yeah, and maybe that novelty kind of wore off.
I don't know. It does, as we talk about, the food is better than it was back in the day. Because, I mean, think about it, right? You had chain restaurants everywhere, but they all kind of taste the same.
Yeah. Right.
There's been this push towards, similar more menus. Local stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. As we talk about the change in food and how we look at parents potentially taking their kids, I got to admit, man, it does feel kind of creepy. I don't know how many dads.
Yeah, imagine, taking your daughters there.
I'm not taking my daughters to Hooters. Yeah. What happened? Hey, whoa.
I don't know. I don't know.
No. You said a second ago that if I took a 12-year-old boy to Hooters, that would be appropriate.
Yeah.
What if I took my 12-year-old daughter? What?
Why not?
Is that appropriate? No, yeah. I'm asking. Is it inappropriate?
Why is it not appropriate?
So you say it is appropriate
to
take my 12-year-old daughter
to a place
that is trying to sell me wings based on the female body. But you think that's a good thing to show
maybe
my
12-year-old? Maybe it's one of those learning opportunities.
For what kind of lesson?
This is how the world works.
What do you mean?
You want to make money? You want to sell them wings? You know.
So I should tell my daughter to use her body?
I didn't say that.
No, you exactly said that.
I don't know.
You kind of ran out of words there a second ago.
Well, yeah.
Talks for a living.
I mean, I could say, as an adult woman.
Yeah, you had to be pissed.
Kicking over
tables and stuff.
When the tilted kilt was here, it wasn't so much the uniforms and stuff that made me uncomfortable. It was those one or two dudes that were there by themselves. And
Weez's producer?
And we also,
why? You got to hurt a guy.
And we know that bar regulars are already a little creepy on their own, just at any normal bar. But this place in particular, it just really skeeved me out.
So Hooters did have that element.
Yeah.
So when we used to do that trivia night, there'd be a dude that would show up and he'd have a box of roses, long stem roses. I don't know what he spent for these. And every girl, he just sat there and gave them roses.
Yeah, that alone would probably be the most uncomfortable part about it for me.
Other times he'd have those little heart-shaped candies he'd give them. He'd just hang out there. He was just, it was like he couldn't afford a strip club.
But that seems more expensive than the strip club.
Oh, yeah.
252 WCMF, again, as we talk about how Hooters is exploring filing for bankruptcy, a far cry from what they once were, a legitimate American business, juggernaut. And we're trying to figure out why all of a sudden these things change. You know, better food that we all have access to that tastes better, we care about that more. The fact that maybe this got creepy. It can even be more simple than that.
What's that?
If I'm going to spend my money, I'm going to spend my money on the best that I can afford or the best service. Let me ask you a question. Tommy, let's say there's two mechanics in town, and they both charge the same price. One has a top-notch reputation. The other is clearly inferior, but the inferior one will change your oil with women in bikinis.
Ooh.
You going to bikini oil change?
Not anymore.
Would you? I mean, would you go to an inferior place because women were in bikinis?
As a young man, I would have,
With your car, you idiot?
Yeah. You would have?
What were you showing off?
Check out my Geo Metro.
No, but they'd be nice to me. They'd be in bikinis. That doesn't happen very often. Bikini and politeness usually didn't match up.
No, I guess.
You wouldn't go to that as a kid?
No, because, I mean, I'm investing. This is my car.
Investing.
Yeah. I'm saying.
The amount of stupid money I spent on pornography and just chasing women and everything else, why wouldn't I go to bikini oil change?
Because that's different. When you spend that money, you wasted it, but it's gone. It doesn't affect anything else. If I spend money at an inferior mechanic because their breasts are hanging out, now that affects me down the road.
But you don't know they're inferior. You don't really know.
Okay.
You don't know because you
have. But he's saying you're spending more for that to aspect see the girls. Of it.
Because I remember, in Florida, we had those girls that sold those hot carts along the side of the road that sold those hot dogs and stuff. They would wear thongs. And then we had those truck stops in South Florida, in North Florida, that were strip clubs.
Well, I mean,
there were 20, all that stuff kind of worked. So maybe the business did dry up because everybody got smart and realized what a ripoff it was. I mean, to your point. Because there was also that bagel donut shop in Lauderdale that was topless.
Topless bagels
so
and donuts?
Yeah, so they, it was...
What was it called, Holes?
No, because your mom didn't work there.
You know, Kimmy, the Hooters actually hired Tommy's mom to work there one
time. Yeah? What are you going to try to, like, out mom joke me?
They put Swiffers on her nipples. She cleaned the floor. Ow!
My mother had a beautiful rack.
I know. I was
no, she had a, she had one of them sturdy Auburn racks.
But you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, but I'm saying, like, they had that topless joint in Lauderdale. And it was a smash for a little while.
God, how were men so stupid? Yeah. I mean, I know we're not super smart now, but I look at your generation, and like stories like this make me feel like, okay, we're doing a little bit better. Oh, we'll pay extra money to get a donut from a topless woman.
I guess there's
I think you could only get away with stuff like that now, especially in, like, bigger cities, only because, like, everywhere you go now, you're going to run into somebody you know, and there would be certain places you just wouldn't want to be seen going in as a single dude.
And I think you can make that argument for Hooters right now. And again, I'm not trying to sit here and be like, you know, Bible Belt, you know, book thumping.
But they were huge in the Bible Belt.
Yeah, well, it's also
I mean, they were a Southern company.
I'm not going to judge a guy for walking into a Hooters, but I would understand why someone would. I get or why that person would be worried other people would judge them.
All right. Would you think they're trashy?
No, well, I mean
now.
Trashy is the wrong word.
Let's say down the hall, one of the boys just went down to St. Pete Beach.
Yeah.
And he came back and he's going, man, I'd be a good time. Went to that Hooters.
No vacation Hooters are different.
Pretty girls, man. Had about four or five of them frozen drinks.
Let's talk about that, what you just said.
I think vacation Hooters is different than hometown Hooters.
All right.
Why?
Am I wrong?
Why?
Because, like, on vacation, you're just always doing fun stuff,
you're
right? Like, you're doing stuff out of the norm. Whereas at home, like, you made this conscious decision. Like, I would think, like, vacation Hooters, you're not really going so far out of your way to go there.
I was in Daytona, man. Went to Slippery Nips.
Is it
Seems like it's more of a party.
It is.
Here,
you're relaxed. Yeah. Letting your hair down.
No, she's right.
You got to shovel a walkway to get there.
Can I ask, you know, the other thing that always blew my mind.
What is that?
How come there was never a Hooters-style restaurant for women? Like sexy guys that brought them the food they wanted.
Oh, that has to exist somewhere.
Name it.
Balls. Come on out to Balls, son.
Like, there has to be, like, a shirtless dude restaurant.
Name it.
There wasn't a chain.
I mean, look, Hooters made billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of horny women that love to stare at good-looking guys.
Yeah.
Why did that not happen?
Because women don't care.
No, I mean, bro, we knew some horny-ass old broads. They would have gone. I mean, bro, we used to open for those all-male reviews.
Yes.
That's how well our careers were going.
They would get out of control.
They're all Australian, and they're sexy, and I'm doing dog jokes up front.
It wouldn't have enough attractive men to pull it off. But you're right. No, there was no, at least, there was no chain.
Would it bother husbands if their wives went and got dinner at, like,
you know, because husbands
giant are so, pepperonis?
You know how jealous men are and possessive.
But you just argued that women that got, I'm sorry, Kim, I don't mean to cut you off. You just argued that guys that would, or women that would get weird about their husband going to Hooters were lame. But then you argue if guys were getting upset with women going to giant pepperonis, of course, it's valid. It's valid. Would it bother you? All right. Your wife's going on a trip.
All right.
Say she comes back, she says, Tommy, you're not going to believe this place.
Right, what happened?
They sold pizza.
Yeah.
And you walk in, and it's these beefcake men. They all look like Kimmy's husband.
Mm.
She
went to Chisels?
And they're wearing no shirts, tight black shorts, and you can, like, you know, they got the packages, they got the bulges.
Yeah.
This is my version of your wife. It was like the best time I ever had. Would it bother you?
No. My age, I care. No. I mean, younger person, would it bother you?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking about it. No.
I don't think women find that appealing.
So
here comes Vince with your tray. Ah, girls.
All right. So
one leg up on the chair, nut hanging out. Here's your tray of shots.
Oh, you're talking about Sags.
So I don't know if these restaurants are still in business or if they were a one-time deal, but Tallywhackers.
That's not the name of it.
Was the male equivalent to Hooters. It says they're chiseled, scantily clad male servers and had a suggestive menu of large hot dogs.
Yeah. I wonder how many locations they had
So it started in Texas.
like it should.
And I don't know if it's still around, but they at one point had multiple locations.
In the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Everything's bigger in Texas, buddy.
Oh, yes.
Including your tallywhacker. 252-WCMF.
We lost bombs at Tallywackers.
One of my favorite Ribs Arkansas songs.
We lost bomb at Tallywackers. She ran off of some young cracker.
252-WCMF.
I'm going home.
Again, we're talking Hooters. It looks like they are going to be filing for bankruptcy, and they went from one of the biggest businesses in America, a cultural phenomenon, to no one wanting to look at boobs and eat wings anymore. Pete's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy? Pete, you there? Hello?
Pete.
Yeah, we lost him. It's all right. Paul's going to get the redemption Instagram message. He writes, and this is a good theory.
Okay.
Hometown Hooters sucks because you may know some of the people who work there.
I maybe in a smaller city like Rochester, but if you were going to Tampa or, you know, the bigger cities, no, but... Here, that would be a possibility.
I don't know, though, man. God forbid, wherever you are, you walk in and the guy working the grill you went to, like, middle school with.
Yeah.
It's not even, like, one of the girls there. Because, like, if it's a girl, it's mutual destruction. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, I'm a creep, but you're also working at Hooters, which I don't know why. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, we got Pete back. Let's see if we'll make it work one more time. Petey, what do you got, buddy?
Are you there this time?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, my fault. Your phone doesn't work, stupid.
No, it's your phone. Anyways, Tommy's going to laugh his ass off because this actually happened in Dallas-Fort Worth area. So about 10 years ago, we went down to see my brother-in-law in that area, and we went to, you know, the IKEA areas because we didn't have them up in the Rochester area or anywhere near it, and we were hungry. So we decided to go out for lunch, and the first place we saw was called Twin Peaks. Never been in there, and I went with my mother-in-law and my pregnant wife, and Twin Peaks is a much more scantily than Hooters.
So it's just, it's lingerie women serving you food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a very awkward lunch.
With your mother-in-law and your pregnant wife?
Yes.
All right, Pete,
no idea why. They were just hungry. They said so we got lunch.
Hey, man, pregnant woman wants to eat. You put her down wherever she's going to eat. All right, Pete, let me ask you. You got kids now, right?
Yeah, two.
Okay, you got a son? Remind me.
Yes.
Okay, how old's your son?
Yeah, 10.
Would you feel comfortable taking your 10-year-old son into a Hooters tomorrow?
No.
Why?
Too young.
What is the appropriate Hooters age?
I almost think like the younger the better.
Yeah, they don't even get it.
Well, yeah, I guess that could be a good point, but at the same time, 10 years, it all depends on a kid. I mean, if they're asking more questions about certain things, I ain't going to take them in there at 10 years old. No.
15?
15, yeah, I mean, by then, they're turning into Tommy anyway, so.
He's got a tingle in them britches.
For God. I got a tingle in the britches is my second
favorite. I got a tingle in my britches for them fine Texas bitches.
For God's sakes, man. Pete, thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. This isn't the most surprising story.
Oh.
Because the more we learn about this as time goes on, the more we can kind of figure out about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But the question here isn't so much, would you treat this if you found out?
Yeah.
It's figuring out if you would even want to know you have it.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So a recent study done by the CDC says that ADHD has been skyrocketing in adults the last couple of years. Okay, that's the wrong way to put it. Diagnoses for ADHD have been skyrocketing, as in always had it.
I've always had it, but now they can recognize certain signs.
You got it. So, story in the New York Post talks to a woman who brought in her daughter for an ADHD screening. And while sitting with her daughter and they're discussing the evaluation, something clicked with this woman.
What?
All of the things her daughter was experiencing that led to this diagnosis, she also experienced.
Okay.
And she ended up going through the process herself and was diagnosed with ADHD as a 42-year-old woman.
All right.
Now, the docs say that ADHD always starts in childhood. But for about half of the people who have it, they don't realize it until later in life. Half
so
of the
it's
people
just basically it... paying attention. And your mind drifts. You're all over the place.
It's more complicated.
But yeah, I think basically, I can't focus.
Okay.
You interrupt people. Even before they get started.
Okay. It is more complicated than that. Because when you make it sound like that, then you get the calls from the guys who are like, we didn't have ADHD when I was a kid because you just buckled down.
And I always thought boys got it more than girls.
So that's the other weird thing. Boys are diagnosed more than girls, but according to experts, there may be just as many girls that have ADHD. It just shows up differently, which makes it harder to diagnose. Mm. But again, we're still learning new things about this. So according to this story, 15 million adults, or roughly 1 in 17 Americans, have been diagnosed with ADHD the last few years, and the number keeps going up as adults decide, I'm going to go get checked out.
All right.
I'm going to ask you a question. Anybody that listens to this show and has ever heard you speak or try to do math or try to have a conversation or try to make a joke or try to put words together into a sentence would think Tommy may have ADD, ADHD.
Oh, I'm sure I've got it.
Okay. Yeah, and just based on your history in school.
Super dumb. Dumb man.
You even said you had a hard time concentrating.
Because he's dumb.
You didn't apply yourself.
And ugly. Yeah. But I don't think that has anything to do with ADHD.
You're a pain in the ass. I'm just saying.
That's all you got?
Dresses like a weirdo. Are these numbers that you just heard, 1 in 17 adults have been diagnosed with ADHD the last few years, is that enough for you to go get it checked out and see?
So, like, if I went and got it checked out, would the answer be we'll put you on medication to reduce it, or we just know?
So there's a couple. I mean, it's whatever you want to do. I mean, there's medication. There are also other things that are outside of medication that apparently can help, or you can just have the diagnosis and keep going about your life.
I don't. No, I would. I don't want to know.
Why don't you want to know?
Because I'm not going to fix it. Okay. I'm not going to go on medication at my age to worry about it. So maybe if I was a kid, but at this point, I'm not going to worry about
it. So when you say a kid, how old would your cutoff have been?
I would say your age.
38?
Yeah, because you still got a lot of life left. Not your family in particular, but normal Irish people who are raised on solid food. I would.
For God's sakes!
Man, helper ain't solid.
What's that?
Helper ain't solid. No, I would think I however I am, I'm fine with it at this point.
No, I understand that.
But
I
do.
It.
I have. My attention is horrible, even like when I'm just watching things I'm interested in.
Whoa. What do you mean? Like the times we look you in the face, tell you something, 30 seconds later you ask me the same damn question.
My mind does drift quickly.
Here's the thing. I bust your balls. I'm in the same boat. I understand. You and I are in the same pirate ship together here. And I get the idea that you're not going to do anything about it, so you don't want to know. However, the phone number being 252-WCMF, 252-9263, just getting the diagnosis could help you understand yourself
more. But I kind of know it's there.
But you're not sure, because we also have a weird way of self-diagnosing ourselves with things when they show up in the news over and over again. It's actually been happening with the autistic spectrum the last couple of years, where people just decide they're autistic with absolutely no...
Just probably based on things they've read and seen.
Which again, I mean, if
self-diagnose. I mean, you can Google anything, right?
Sure. There's...
But our, the old partner, his kid... had it.
Was on ADHD.
Yeah. No.
Was on the spectrum.
Was on the spectrum with the autism and stuff. And a lot of the symptoms he would talk about, I go, man, I do that all the time.
Okay.
Like, there was about four or five things going, yeah.
But see, here's the thing. And like, you know, recognizing those things and going and getting checked out for whatever it is, that's one thing. But any medical issue that you start to look into online, that's why WebMD is such a scary place.
You start going down a rabbit hole.
You could diagnose yourself with anything.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? And then decide this is what I have. But like, okay. For example,
probably better to talk to an expert. Most, if you're really curious and want to get to the bottom of it,
exactly. But like, you know, for guys of a certain age, men and women of a certain age, we'll use you here as an example as we talk about the skyrocketing diagnoses of ADHD in adults. When you were a kid, they just thought you were stupid.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, they just looked at you as hyper. And I was coming of age right around like when I was in high school. ADHD really started to become a word you would hear. I mean, it could give you peace of mind, Tommy, that you weren't a monster or a dumb kid. There were other things going on.
It would do that. I will say this. And so back when I was a kid, I knew a lot of kids that stuttered a lot.
Okay.
And I don't think they did it. And I think they worked with those kids over a period of time where I don't see it anymore. Not that I see many people, but I don't see stuttering as an issue.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Man, it was like massive when I was in school. And those kids got teased, but like, they fixed that. You know, your mom did speech therapy, right?
No, she signed language.
But
it's the opposite of that, actually.
Oh, then she got fired.
Why is that?
Why was she doing that when she's supposed to be doing speech therapy?
You literally could not have picked something more the opposite of speech therapy.
I thought she did speech therapy.
Sign language interpretation.
All right.
But your point is...
They kind of fixed it.
Kids start to learn... how to cope with it so young that by the time they get to school,
Language,
yes. I mean, language
and a lot of
therapy.
It was like nerves and stuff like that to calm down. And
they get to the bottom of it.
But there was like exercises they could do. And they kind of fixed it, I think.
No, I know what you mean. It doesn't seem like there are as many stutterers today as there used to be. And there are ways to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Like, I mean, it's funny. Like, as you do this side by side, right? Like, you could get peace of mind, Tommy. I could get peace of mind.
Yeah, maybe they could fix you.
Okay. But even if you don't want to, you know, if you've made it this far and you're okay with where you are in life, maybe you don't. You say fix. What is fix?
Well, because like you could learn like techniques to focus and to calm down and to not rush yourself.
Sure.
Because that's a lot of people that have a disorder like that. You're rushing to the next thing. You're looking beyond whatever is going on in front of you.
I get what you're saying. But even just knowing, there could be a dark side to this too. Like, you know, if I get diagnosed with ADD, ADHD, whatever, as an adult, what if you knew back in the day? What could have changed in your life? Like, what could I have accomplished?
Well, I could have done better in school for sure.
You could have been a contender, Tommy.
Yeah, I could have done gooder.
Like, that would be haunting, knowing that this was a thing the entire time.
Yeah.
I was given up on by a bunch of people.
But they also didn't know back then.
I'm not saying it's their fault.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really hold their feet to the fire.
But, I mean, like, you know, if you were a kid today as opposed to a kid in the 1950s and 60s, right? I mean,
but that kid, you could probably help.
But your life would have been different.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Could have been a contender.
Because, I mean, me, and again.
Like, could have spelled contender.
I literally just said could have been a contender. Like, this is my point.
Oh. Hey, you got a good show.
Okay, thank you.
What's the start?
I could see if you...
Two guys with ADHD try to do a radio show together. Go ahead, Kimmy.
I could see, like, if you always kind of felt like there were signs there that, you know, maybe... they missed something when you were a kid and wanting to know that as an adult, especially if you have kids or plan on having kids, because then if you see those signs in your kids too, like you know that maybe you should get them some help with it.
He might have the gene.
Well, is ADHD genetic?
I don't know. I'm just saying, even if you saw those signs in your kid though, you know what I mean? Like you would know how to help them because you would also know that I had that too.
Yeah, drive down to the institute, drop them off.
The institute. Again, this isn't like a, you know.
A good, nice institute.
No,
nice.
It's a medical diagnosis, but this isn't something that you're going to die from.
No, but they can examine you.
It has a strong genetic component,
no
ADHD.
Kidding.
Whoa.
That makes sense.
So you hand it down.
Thank you. Bones writes us on Instagram. Someone should slip some Adderall in Tommy's coffee and see what happens.
What does Adderall do?
Helps you focus.
Oh.
Like there are people that don't have anything that would take Adderall in college and they...
Help them study.
It actually became a problem for some people.
Yes, a big problem. Yeah. Big old problem.
Oh.
I don't know. Look, I'm kind of with you here. Like when maybe you get to a certain age where some things are better.
Yeah, I'm not going to... Yeah.
Because my parents never looked into this. But at the same time, the jobs we went into, it benefited us.
Yeah.
Between comedy and radio. Like, our minds being all over the place makes this show what this show is.
But my parents could have had it, too, and they go, well, that's how people are.
Exactly. Yeah. But I guess what I'm getting at is by not finding out whatever it is was an issue, or them not living in a time where it may have put you in a position you would not have been in.
True.
Maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know how to come down on this.
But it could have made daily life a lot easier.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, what if we were both working at NASA together, doing the creep cap there?
That'd be some fireworks. And I mean literally. Fireworks. Very expensive fireworks.
I mean, it is interesting to watch how Kimmy handles being in a room with the two of us, assuming both of us have this and have never been diagnosed. Because, it's like watching a normal adult handle two wild kids at all times.
Yeah.
Not only on the air, but off the air. Because we'll be going off with each other back and forth. We'll turn to Kimmy and be like, right? And she's looking at us like, shut up. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, I'm on to something else. I'm out of this conversation.
She's literally said that. I'm not listening to you.
I know.
She'll look us in the face. And
Well, you guys go back and forth for a while. I get lost.
We're having fun.
Yeah. You don't care.
No, I
don't. You
don't
care about
us. I'm letting you guys have your fun over there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, wow.
You're welcome.
Mom.
Monitoring.
Let the idiot boys do their idiot talk.
Let me know if you need me.
All right, let's take a break. These two things don't go together.
Oh.
Because, I understand why, seeing something you never see on a regular basis would bring you into a place like this.
Okay.
But the fact that they can't keep any of this stuff in stock does not line up with their business plans.
So what are they doing?
Well, you're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The big box store is more popular. Let me try this again. Membership big box is more popular in America than it's ever been. Places like BJ's and Costco.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to talk about Costco specifically.
What happened?
Well, the idea behind Costco is I'm going to pay a small fee annually and I'm going to buy all of my food in bulk,
mm-hmm.
and I am going to save a ton of money by doing this.
Stock up.
You got it. Costco is for the large family, budget-conscious people.
Hoarder.
You go to BJ's.
End-of-life.
Ender-lifer?
Ender-lifer.
Ender-lifer. Sounds like a town in Scotland.
Doomsday shopping.
Okay. Do you or do you not have a BJ's membership?
We do have a BJ's.
Do you shop at BJ's?
Yes, we do.
Are you a doomsdayer?
I like to be prepared, Patrick.
Okay. Costco.
If COVID taught us anything, you don't want to be out of mayonnaise.
A couple of years ago, Costco decided to start trying to sell more high-end things.
Yeah.
For example, they began with selling vacations on their website,
mm-hmm.
and it went really, really well. They then, in some markets that had Major League Sports, started selling game tickets in Costco,
okay.
where you could walk up to like a yeah. shelf and grab tickets yeah. to like a Kings game or something mm-hmm. like that. And that went really well. And the story we remember the most, Costco started selling gold and silver bars.
Gold!
And they sold out immediately. Yeah. And they've done this.
So you're walking out with physical gold.
Yeah. So it was only available on their website.
Right, but you held it.
Yes, yeah. They would send you bars of gold. And by the way,
by bar you mean like a tiny little thing?
Yes, it looked like.
Yeah, I think it was an ounce.
It was like half a graham cracker. Yeah. Yeah. So it wasn't like the big old bar you're thinking mm-hmm. of. But they could not keep these things in stock. So Costco has decided to start going down the road of selling super elite, high end, expensive items.
So what we got now?
So does Costco have a jewelry department, or am I thinking of a different?
I think they do.
Yeah, because okay. they sold.
You can buy like engagement rings there and stuff, right?
Yeah, but you got to buy five. Perfect for you
or my sister. No, but yeah, I remember they sold pretty high end jewelry because they had some on display that was like six figures. When I went to the one here in town, they had it on display.
Six
when it first,
figures?
That's
yeah.
insane.
Costco has made headlines this week.
What are we getting now?
After shoppers took pictures of some stores selling bottles of Dom Perignon.
So high-end champagne.
Super high-end champagne. Like the one you think of when you think of high-end champagne.
So it's like the Stones but shopped there then.
Well, yeah, I mean, it does make sense, Kimmy, because like all the rappers from the early 2000s would now be old enough to get Costco membership.
Yeah. Everybody's aging into that. But do they have
Fabulous buying Dom.
Like locked up? Or is
no,
it
it's just
those...
out.
Okay.
It's out. Which is funny because we go to the liquor store.
Yeah, on the shelf? Like,
I'll show you the picture, man. It is sitting out on the shelf available for you to grab.
So that's like $300 a bottle?
Costco was selling the bottles, and I don't know what
is
the vintage
like an
is.
Extra large bottle?
Yeah, it looked normal.
Okay. With a big gulp.
Their bottles of Dom, they're selling $115.99.
Okay.
But it doesn't end there. Costco has started selling and has sold out of Rolex watches at some locations.
Like the Timex display?
I guess.
Back in the day?
But except now it's the Rolex
display. So Rolex goes for what, 10G?
It all depends, yeah. Well, here's the thing. I don't know if they're selling new Rolexes because for those who don't know, Rolex, you have to have an exclusive like deal with Rolex. To sell a Rolex out of your store.
So today you think they got a deal with them, or you think they sell?
I doubt it, because Rolex is pretty exclusive. They could be selling pre-owned Rolexes if they're buying from other sources.
All right. But you could get a legitimate Rolex.
And they sold out of them. One Costco in Seattle partnered with a Porsche dealership.
You buy a horse?
Porsche.
Oh.
Jesus.
Well, she said horse.
Porsche. They allowed the dealership to put the cars on the sales floor inside of the store.
Damn.
And they sold them out in a week.
Porsches. Do you think that was an impulse buy?
I hope so. I hope the conversation was, hey, honey, are we running low on sports cars at the house? Yeah,
I
get
wondered,
two. Your brother's coming.
Because I always wondered with some of those big ticket items they have on display. Like you brought up the go-karts and like trampolines and stuff like that.
I didn't think anybody bought them.
I always wondered, like, was that just something somebody walked in and said, gotta have that? Or did they scope that out first? And thought about it.
My dad did nothing but impulse buy at Sam's Club. Like, ridiculously stupid things. So I'm going to say those are impulse buys. But the Porsche and the Rolex can't be. You're not going to impulse buy
$10,000. Mm-hmm.
The Dom, maybe? $115 for a certain segment of the population?
Would you brag, though, like, if somebody broke out a high-end bottle of champagne for a special occasion? You know, 50th wedding anniversary.
Okay.
Do you want to say, I had to go to an exclusive place to get this? Or, just picked it up down at BJ's.
That's a really interesting question.
Because if you had a Rolex, it's less impressive if you got it at a big box store, or if you had to drive to Toronto to some special jewelry store to score a Rolex. I would lie.
If I'm buying that stuff,
I'm lying. What's that?
Even with liquor?
Yeah, I'm going to lie.
Well, no, but...
No, I'm asking, like, you think where that comes from matters, or does the label matter more?
I think where it comes from does matter to some people, but you have two arguments that people are eternally
fighting. Because they're high-end luxury items.
And you're right. You would want people to think you're of some upper crust.
I mean, yeah, you can't get it here.
But at the same time, and you know this, people love bragging about getting a deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you were able to score a $200 bottle of Dom for $115,
right.
I could also see people bragging about getting it at Costco. Which, by the way, has to hurt the exclusivity of something like a bottle of Dom Perignon.
Yeah.
Because if now, you know, Pam in Alabama is going down to Costco to buy a bottle of Dam for their red wine blue cookout this weekend, it's not as high end, right?
Okay, yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I guess.
But it's not like you can't find it. You know, it's not so exclusive that it's hard to get your hands on. Like, you could find it if you wanted to.
But if you walk into a liquor store, you have to ask someone to go get a key, unlock a case, and
they got
to
go get it for you.
You're not even allowed to touch it.
Yeah, you're not pulling it off the shelf.
You're not allowed within 10 feet of it because it's behind the counter.
It shouldn't be displayed like Snapple.
252 WCMF.
I got me some raspberry Dom Perignon, man. It's pretty good.
I think if it was seen as something as super rare, it would be less impressive.
I always looked at Dom as super rare.
Okay. Rolex the same way, man.
I mean, I'm not a champagne drinker, so like, I don't know.
Maybe something the Stones drank after a show.
Yeah, yeah. They sprayed it on themselves, and then they got in trouble because the wife of the mayor of Toronto was all up doing coke with them or something. I don't know. I forget the story, but you can Google it yourself. 252 WCMF. After selling out of gold bars and silver bars, along with selling high-end vacations online, Costco has furthered their high-end merchandise game. They are selling $115 bottles of Dom Perignon in some stores. They have been selling out of Rolex watches at some locations, and one Costco in Seattle partnered with a Porsche dealership, allowed them to put the cars on the sales floor inside of the store, and they sold out of those Porsches inside a Costco in a week. You know, the other thing, too, I always assume, because I am a Costco member.
Yeah.
I always assume when I buy something from Costco, I'm getting a deal. I never do the math.
Yeah.
I just trust them.
Well, because they deal in bulk stuff, so you think they're getting a discount.
Yeah, okay. That also makes me an idiot for just blindly trusting a corporation.
True. Yeah.
Okay, but how can you be sure that you're getting a deal buying a Rolex, a bottle of champagne, or a Porsche?
Well, I guess you could research it, right? Yeah. Like, you could pull up online. You can go to a Rolex website and see what they're going for and see if you're getting
a deal. I don't know if you can. I don't know if you can go look what a Rolex watch costs.
But you could go to, all right, so the champagne, you could go to Century Wine right now and see what they're selling a bottle of Dom for.
But here's the thing. I don't even know if I'm getting that. Like, is this a, like, lower-end version for, like, regular dopes like me?
Oh, it's like low Dom?
I don't know. It's like, you know, like, I guess I
would. I think we opened for him.
Low Dom. No, it's up high shelf. Part of a roof where they got. You know how they sell those bottles of Fireball in gas stations?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not Fireball. Real Fireball. It's a malt liquor that tastes kind of like Fireball. That's what I would be worried I'd be getting.
That you're getting a lower brand.
I mean, how are you selling me this for $115?
But I guess with that kind of stuff, like, you have an idea of what it should cost, whereas if you're buying other stuff at Costco that's not the name brand stuff, but it's cheaper. Like, I don't know what that brand's supposed to cost normally.
Okay.
So I don't know if I'm getting a good deal, whereas you kind of know what a Porsche would go for.
I have no idea what a Porsche would go
for. Well, but you can look it up.
Okay.
You might not have it off the top of your head. I'm saying you can find that information and compare.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think they're about $14,000,
$15,000. $15,000 for a Porsche?
What are you getting?
Saturn Porsche?
Oh, it runs on kerosene. It's pretty good, though.
I'm kind of now, you know what's funny about these stories? And I'm such a sucker for it, too. Now I want to go to Costco to see what high-end stuff they're selling here in Rochester.
Well, my old man would be buying this stuff.
He'd buy a Rolex out of a Costco?
But he wouldn't. But, like, if he thought, like, if you told him, like, well, it's not the same, he'd still buy it and brag about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe Costco is preying on our braggadocious.
Yeah, you want the brand name.
Okay. But, again, like, once that Dom's gone, like, it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, the Rolex, I guess, has a longer shelf life, but that's going to cost you $10,000,
$12,000. Yeah. But you can buy another bottle of Dom, right? Try all the flavors.
Dom.
Try the watermelon. Try the bubble gum.
I will say this.
What?
If I buy a Porsche that is on the floor of a Costco, there is no more anxious a moment than watching them try to get that Porsche out of the Costco. Because they would have to get it out somehow.
And where do I get it serviced?
Oh, Costco. They have a Costco. Tire. They got a tire place there. Get them fine Costco tires on my Porsche.